Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's been a while since we recorded an episode, well, a week, but we're sorry for the delay. It's just that there's a lot of stuff going on with me last week, and we just didn't have time to record. Oosh. But yeah, this style of today is going to be quite different. In the way that we're gonna. It's been more of a news thing since I started, instead of a thing where I just talk with someone else. So, we're gonna kind of change the tone here of this podcast. So, we have quite a bit to talk about.
We do have quite a bit of talked about. What's going to be our topic there, Modem?
Furry things.
Furry things indeed.
But yeah, on Discord, on the Furry Talks Discord, link possibly in the description if I can figure out crap. There's someone who's talking about how it's been more of a furry news thing, and it's like, what if there is no news that week? And then it's like, oh shit. But yeah. This guy said that probably people would like to hear about my persona. And I never thought that people might want to hear about that. I thought it was just boring. But yeah. So. Whose persona, or should we start with?
I think we should start with yours. I honestly think yours is probably a more interesting one because mine's kind of more or less bland.
Oh, trust me, mine is kind of bland too. Yeah, he really does not have that much of a backstory, Modem. I mean, he did have a previous name that. I just kind of put there as a filler because I couldn't think of a good name. So Modem's original name was Jess. Jess. And when I first made that name, it's like I wanted to gag because it was horrible. Hate it. I hated it. And eventually it's like I was having internet problems one day and I looked up at my internet modem and it's like, oh, that is actually not a bad name. And since then, there's been people who have made jokes like, can I get a connection? And it's like, but I take it all in stride, but yeah. You see, cross here. Point out the kind of heart that is on my cheek, and it's like I just randomly put like a little streak there on him just to add some character. I don't know, but I never really noticed that was kind of in the shape of a heart, and I would kind of say that it kind of reflects on his positive. Like, he doesn't want there to be sadness in the world. He wants people to be happier, in a way. And he's mostly blue. Well, I mean, he's pretty much all blue from his colors. He's like that because I like the color blue. It's my favorite color. And the different eye colors, it really doesn't represent anything. I just thought it looked cool. And it does. I think it does look pretty good. And
I
yeah.
personally do like your persona because, I'm actually a really lover of blue. I love all shades of blue, and it's just like that's a peaceful color. Like, I can find peace and tranquility and like a calm setting in blue. And I was like, that kind of suits with you, with your whole attitude and all that kind of stuff. It really does suit you.
Thanks. And he does have a few interests, but it's kind of nerdy and weird. Like, he does have an interest in mechanics, and when I first drew him back last year, like probably in March or February even. Well, didn't draw him, but colored him. I originally used free base because back then I couldn't draw worth shit really. Like, I was awful. And the ref is a free base with the credit at the bottom, and the other thing is from a account of Furfinity called Free to Use. And it's kind of controversial, but yeah. And he also is kind of a history buff in a way, because as weird as it sounds, he likes trains. Yeah,
There ain't nothing
I'm
wrong
weird,
with
I
about
know.
trains. Everybody has their own interests.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people find that weird because they see it every day, but I don't know, I just have affinity for that. And I really enjoyed making him in the first place, like I really did. And he is a dog, and that's my original species for him, but I'm thinking about calling him a shepherd, just a shepherd in general. Like, not a German Shepherd, not an Australian Shepherd, just kind of Shepherd. Although the base I used was called Fox, but still. Yeah, and I really enjoy having a persona, so tell me about yours, Cross.
Alrighty, as the name implies, my persona's name is Cross, although my actual streaming name is Sergeant Cross. How I picked this name out was I'm personally a gearhead, love everything about cars. Love is even an understatement for cars. Back whenever I was a kid, I loved playing Need for Speed. And one of the antagonists from one of the games, Need for Speed Most Wanted, was a guy named Sergeant Cross. Although he was supposed to be, the police officer, the guy was supposed to catch you and all that kind of stuff, I was like, yeah, that guy's actually pretty cool. So it was actually really funny because I incorporated Sergeant Cross's name into my own Xbox account. So time was coming up. I wanted, another persona. I ha also have another persona called Mopar, but he's the past. I don't want to go into that. And I was like, I want a different persona. I was trying to think of names. I'm just like, this is not working. Nobody will understand that name. And I was just like, Cross. Going back to my original grassroots, I picked the name Cross. Cross is a fox in general, long ears, short muzzle. Doesn't really have, he's not a red fox, he's not a gray fox, he's not an Arctic fox. He's like a dark gray, almost black in general body, and he's got lots of white features around his, especially his face and his like kind of chest area and his arms. But also because I want to add a little bit of variation to it. I had whenever I commissioned this piece was heterochromiac eyes, which is green in the right and orange on the left, and also corresponding stripes running along his body of green and orange. Gives a little bit of pop. but also the designs in white against black. Sergeant Cross's main car in Need for Speed Most Wanted was a Chevrolet Corvette C6R. And he had a special design to that car that goes along his like police officer slash bounty hunter phase. And I was like, I wonder if I can incorporate that design into my persona. So I talked to my commissioner, who's also psych on Furry Amino. That's PSYCHE. And I told her, I said, this is the design I want. I'll give you reference pictures if you want it. Add your designs to it, change how you want it. And she came up with this. And as soon as I saw this piece, I was like, I'm in love with it. This is perfect. So that's about it. That's Cross, or also known as Sergeant Cross.
That's actually quite a bit better than mine.
It's still a little bland,
Yeah,
it's like,
yours
oh,
was a.
cars and all that kind of stuff. People don't really, understand how you can be so much into a piece of metal and a little bit of electronics, but it was a big part of my childhood, and I was just like, I want to continue that on. It's just, bringing my childhood with me.
It's kind of cool. That is actually pretty cool. Anyways, we should talk about how we got in the fandom. Do you want to go
I
first?
guess I'll go first and make it kind of short. High school was pretty much a hellhole for me, to say the least. I did not have fun in it. I was not accepted by a lot of people, and I had a hard time fitting in, to be completely honest. And I was just going through a lot of things emotionally, and the only thing that I could really bring my mind out of that was drawing. Whether it be, digitally art or traditional art, I drew all the time. And again, childhood nostalgia, I used to play Sly Cooper and Ratchet and Clank a lot. So I wanted to make fan art. Hopped on, Google and all that kind of stuff, typed in, Sly Cooper fan art, and was getting a lot of, different ideas and designs. I was like, man, this is really cool. This could, really bring out my imagination. And I kept coming across this one or several different words like anthropomorphic, furry, furry fandom. I was like, what does this mean? Like, I don't understand what this means. Meanwhile, I was probably in eighth grade whenever I found the fandom. And I just, like went on to Wikipedia and I typed in anthropomorphic and I got the definition for anthropomorphic. It's like, okay. Typed in furry on Wikipedia and it came up. I was like, okay. So I got searching around, found a fur affinity, and I was like, this is like an entire fan base, like, where there's so much art into here. I found Fur Affinity, I found DeviantArt, I found So Furry, I found all these places that I could find art, and I just engrossed myself into it. And before you know it, I was a part of the fandom, and like I never looked back at it. That was shit, that was like 6 or 7 years ago, and here I am, still one, and never regretting a moment of being a furry.
Well, how I got into fandom, I actually got into it February of last year. Yeah, I'm new, I know. But yeah, you see, the past that I've had with furries, it kind of makes me sad because I would go on there and then, eventually it became, there was that time where it was kind of like a meme to hate on furries, and back then, I really didn't know what furries were. Well, I kind of knew what they were, but what the idea that that how I found out about them was the negative side to the fandom, and it's really sad. Like I used to be a furry hater because that was the thing that you would do to get accepted by the internet and fit in. And, you know, I've learned so much since then. It's like, the thing is I never really looked into it. And eventually I found furry cringe compilations on YouTube and I started watching them. And then eventually I clicked on a Majira video. And you see, I don't remember too much about this, but then after I watched that one, I'm thinking, huh, furries are weird still. And then I watched another one, and I was getting more and more addicted. It's like, holy shit, am I furry? And, you know, I kept watching more and more, and then I loved it. I loved furries. And, you know, it's a thing, like, I became the very thing that I used to hate. And, you know, furries, like, it's a, it, my life has just become more positive. I feel a lot better, and I love it. And then I, like, made my persona, and I really got into the fandom, and, you know, yeah. And I'm glad that at the time, I wasn't one of those people that would go, free art, please. Free art. Like, if it never says that they're, if it doesn't say in the post that it's free art, then it's not free art. I'm glad that I never did that. But, yeah. And then I eventually found Zillion Ross, and then every once in a while I'll draw. Like, his tutorial is actually really good. And I just realized that his last, that his last name is Ross, and, you know, I'm not sure if that's his real last name. But he's kind of like the Bob Ross of furries. And, you know, I've just appreciated furries ever since.
I mean, have you had any experiences both, you know, in the fandom and also like in school? Because like I had quite a few instances where I more or less mentioned to my buddies in school, to, you know, my classmates in school that I was a furry, and it actually went really south for me pretty quickly. Like, I was made fun of a lot. It was probably like my sophomore year. I was like, you know, I was kind of shy to say about it. You know, I signed up for an art class to learn how to draw and see if my art teacher can draw me or teach me how to draw, like, you know, figurines and all that kind of stuff, because I still was grasping that concept. And people started seeing my artwork and people are like, what are you drawing? I was like, oh, it's just, you know, these little doodles and all that kind of stuff. And then one person in my art class was like, dude, you're a furry. Are you kidding me? I was just like, is that like a good thing? And it just went completely south from there. But the reason why I stayed so much into the fandom was this fandom has been such like a family to me. There's so many people that, you know, talk to me and care about me and all that kind of stuff. I was just like, you know, the fandom's there to, you know, be basically my family, be, you know, like my brothers and my sisters and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I just want to pass that legacy on, as, you know, all those people that were older in the fandom that talked to me, you know, hey, you know, life's going to go on, you know, just have a positive outlook. I want to look down to, you know, the younger furries and be like, hey, don't get discouraged of what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing well in life. You'll make through it.
Well, I'm sorry it went so rough for you at that time, but yeah. It's good that you stayed and, you know, didn't get discouraged. And, you know, I really don't vocalize in public that I'm a furry because, you know, although it's become less of a thing to hate furries, it still exists to hate furries. But, and that's why I'm scared of, like, saying anything about it in public. And, you know, like, yeah. But, anyways, yeah, that's kind of interesting. But, anyways, another question that this guy on Discord asked, or another thing that this guy on Discord asked, his name's Finn Panther, are, would you want a fursuit? How do you justify the cost, and how much would you be willing to spend? So, do you want to go?
I'll let you go on this one. I'd like to hear your response.
Well, I do want to pursue, but personally not now. And why that is just because, I'm really not in a need for one yet. Well, they're really never a need, but I don't really feel that I should have one yet. And how do I justify the cost? Well, that's because the person who makes the fursuit puts a lot of time and money into making it. And, you know, they don't expect $50 for a full suit. Like, it costs a lot more money than that to make a full suit. And, you know, they pretty much spend an arm and a leg to make one for you. So, and also it's a luxury item. Like, if they spend an arm and a leg for you, you should spend an arm and two legs for them. How much would I be willing to spend? Well, how much I'd be willing to spend is however much the artist calls for. But if you're asking for, like, the lowest price that I would want, because I always want the person who makes it to get something, I would probably, at the most, like, my limit for cost would probably be $6,000. The lowest price that I would let the artist go would be $1,000. Because if the artist tries to go below $1,000, that's just being too nice. Like, they deserve a lot more than $1,000. And also, this person said, what are your thoughts on fursuits? I think they're pretty cool. Anyways, Cross, how much would you want a fursuit? How would you justify the cost? How much would you be willing to spend?
It's actually really funny that we would be having this conversation because I'm actually in the process of building my own fursuit right now. I'm building my own head right now. It's a resin base by Dream Vision Creations. Every accessory that I'm putting on it is made by Dream Vision Creations. They do a very good job with their stuff. I'm only building one because first, cost. I wanted the cost to be relatively low. And second, to give me something to do. I always thought myself as a crafty type of person. And I was just like, why don't I just, you know, go and buy these parts, make the suit how I want it to be, and go from there. Currently, I don't have everything on paper, but what I looked at was I am almost $180, $190 into it. That's with the resin base, the resin eyes, which I had to buy two pair because I got the wrong size. Two noses because, again, I got the wrong nose. Chiffon and elastic kit, the jaw set, the tongue. It just goes on and on and on. I still have not bought fur yet, which I am trying to sort out which kind of fur I want to do, whether it be, like a minky or a teddy bear fur, or do I want to go a long pile like a luxury shag or MM Fox shag type fur, which is an exceptionally longer pile, like 2 to 3 inch pile instead of the teddy bear or the minky, which is only, an inch thick pile. But as far as like if I were to go to commission my own suit, the most I would probably pay for a suit would probably be about $4,000. It's a little high, but for $4,000, if you're going with a full suit for $4,000, you're getting a lot of quality. The lowest I'd pay is around what you said, modem, about $1,000. And the way I worked around it, what my high and low budget is, I would love to commission a one-eyed doe suit. One-eyed doe suits are just amazingly awesome, and her prices are around 1500 to I think it's like $5,000. $5,000 for a full digit grade suit and $1500 for a partial. I was just like, that's why I want to base my prices off of, because I really, really want one of her suits.
Yeah. And yeah. And if we're going to start talking about favorite fursuit makers, I'm split between Mischief Makers and Beauty of the Base. Like, they're both really good creators. They're both re There's also like Made for You and Made for Less. But I really do like Mischief Makers. I really do like Beauty of the Base.
Mischief
They're
Makers
both
will
really good.
probably be a favorite in every furry's household. Like, I love Mischief Makers too. Not so much because of, Majura's suit, but because, like, she does a very good job with her toony technique, especially her new design, where you can give it those like extra like little expressions and all that kind of stuff. I love that so much. I think,
And the tongue,
oh,
like the tongue, they got
absolutely.
creative with that, even in. And the eyelids have only gone better, I think. And they're pretty good. Like, I can appreciate them quite a bit. But anyways, next, it's a question I'm not sure if I even want to do. It's a very controversial. What are your thoughts on mersuits? This one's kind of like a ooh. Because, this is a very split decision, and I do have an opinion on them. And, I think it's a common opinion is that my thoughts on mersuits, my thoughts on it is that it's okay for someone to have them as long as they don't wear it in public or something like that. Because I doubt that parents would want their kids get being hugged by a cum stained rug. And it's kind of like the stereotypical thing for furries on the internet right now, even. Like, they're it's still like a topic that they will use against us. And, in my opinion, I don't think fursuits should be normalized. I mean, mersuits should be normalized. Because that's almost like saying to the internet, hey, we are all about sex when we're not. That's only a small part of it. In my opinion, it's kind of like a you do you thing. Like, just don't have it around me in public. Just kind of keep it to the bedroom and yeah. But yeah, the next question was, would you invest one of those or would your character not be Fludes? No, I do not want a mersuit. Never would I don't think I'm ever going to want a mersuit. Personally, I would like to keep Modem a clean, wholesome doggo. Anyways, Cross, what are your thoughts on this?
Right along the lines of yours, you know, I don't really care if you have them. If you want one, you do you. But just basically what you say, just don't take it. Don't show it to public. You know, I'm kind of even against taking it to conventions. Like, that's kind of just like, you know, your own time, your own kind of area kind of thing. Just, you know, don't bring it to cons. Don't, like you said, it's very controversial, but again, you can't really enforce people to have and not have mersuits. It's kind of just,
well, I mean, it's all,
it is a freedom.
It's a freedom, really.
But, you know, a lot of the general public just does not want to see it. And me and you being a furry, it's kind of like we don't want that label on us because of, you know, somebody else basically ruining it us for us.
I mean, like, if you were to visualize the fandom from clean suits to mersuits, the clean suits would be like the brand of the clothing, and the mersuits would be like the very, very fine print, like not really that important, or like not really that prominent. So, would you ever invest in one of those, or is your character,
my character,
not for lewds,
is not
ever?
For lewds in a million years. So I would say definitely it's a no go. It's a negative Ghost Rider. That's not for me. It is a very clean.
He's
foxo.
A clean boy. He's clean. Yeah. But yeah, like, now we can get into like the news topic of this. With Quartz Husky, or actually I think I'm, yeah, with Quartz Husky, the hurricane hit his town overnight. He's saying that there's a ton of debris and rain, but other than that, he thinks everyone is fine. And you know, Florence was a hurricane, but now it's downgraded to a tropical storm. But still, if you are in the path of Florence, please evacuate. Like, take as much of your belongings as possible and leave, because even though it's a tropical storm, it can be very devastating. So it's in my best interest and most people's best interest that you evacuate if you are in the vicinity of Florence, just to be safe. Anyways, what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, you know, please be safe. You know, if you're in the path of it, you know, obviously, you know, plan ahead, because there's a lot of people that wait to the last second. They procrastinate. They say, you know, oh, it's not going to hit our house. If it's even remotely close to hitting the area that you're in, plan ahead, make sure that you take your belongings, board up your house, and all that kind of stuff. So,
And you see, Florence is not messing around with Irma. It was like, I'm one of the worst hurricanes that there has happened in the past few years. And then Florence comes along and is like, hold my beer.
But Florence is, or remnants of Florence is supposed to hit up my area tonight into tomorrow, but it is going to be pretty much light to moderate rain, a little bit of thunderstorms, but it should be nothing that my area can't handle. I mean, last week we've had up to, I think it was like 6 inches of rain. And there's a creek that runs behind my house, and it wasn't even close to flood stage yet. So I think we're pretty much set for wherever Florence can give us as far as their rain, all that kind of stuff.
But
I should be
still,
staying.
you should be safe.
I will be
Like, be
careful.
careful. Yeah. And we're only saying this because, Florence isn't messing around. Like, it's not weak at all. Like, if you've seen the news, you can see what it can do. And keep in mind, you really do not want that happening to you. You really don't. So, please just try and be safe out there. And also, if I remember, there's like a three or four hurricanes behind Florence that may or may not hit the States. So, if you've ever seen that Tom and Jerry meme where Tom opens the door and points inside the house and a few outcasts come in. That. First, you have Florence, and you have and it's really important that we have been recording for 37 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Cross. Yeah, I think this is the longest episode that we've had. I think it's because of all the new content that we've been able to do. And I think this will really improve the podcast. What do
I
you
think we
think?
covered a lot of topics today. We discussed, personally ourselves, depicting ourselves, and giving some insights on the fandom, which both, is good for information for other furries and possibly non-furries that are thinking about the fandom to kind of, get an idea of what the fandom is like.
Yeah. And we could also be helping the younger
Absolutely.
furs quite
Absolutely.
a bit. And I hope we are, because some of them like really are kind of scared, almost kind of timid about the fandom. And we want to welcome them with open arms, guys. So just be nice to them, because we want them to feel welcome, and they are the future of the fandom. I mean, that's pretty much been that's been shoved quite far into like obvious by the more popular furries. But anyways, anything you want to say before we end the podcast, Cross?
Basically, reiterating what you're saying, just everybody that's in the fandom, just be nice to, or just be generally nice to all the younger people. They may can be annoying, they may can be, bothersome and all that kind of stuff. But if you really look at it, they're the future of the fandom. They're going to carry on the legacy of all the other furs. I see myself, being, 40, 45 years old, which is an ungodly amount of time away from me. But I just look back and be like, what kind of impressionable views can I leave to make furs that are way younger than me look at and be like, I want to follow those views. I want to follow those morals and those motifs and just be generally great in the fandom because there's a lot of opportunities in this fandom, an insane amount of opportunities in this fandom to go, whether it be art, dancing, writing, creating music. There's so many possibilities in this fandom to express yourself.
Yeah, and it's been 40 minutes. We should really wrap this up. Like this is,
This has been
yeah,
a
like,
long one.
but we're sorry guys that we really couldn't record last week. We were having problems with our day-to-day lives, and we have lives, so we have to do stuff too. Like we can't always just like make an episode. So if this ever happens again, we are sorry. We will apologize. And I guess this episode is kind of like a filler for the emptiness that has been last week. But anyways, guys, this has been quite an interesting podcast. We have been introduced to new ideas, and yeah. Anyways,
Yes.
Cross,
The only
anything
thing
you have
I'd
to
like to
say?
say is for having me again, Modem. It's been an awesome time creating podcasts with you, talking to you, just, day to day and all that kind of stuff about the podcast. So it is incredibly special that you are having me again and, having me build with you because I've never done this kind of stuff before. And I think this is pretty unique to, help you through this podcast kind of situation and learn a lot about how to do podcasts and live streams and all that kind of stuff. So thank you very much, Modem.
Well, anyways, yeah, I thank you for being here with me too. I'm very thankful that I have kind of like a co-host with me. I think it really improves the quality of the podcast. But anyways, we should wrap this up. It's 42 minutes now. Anyways, guys, this has been Furry Talks. I've been with Cross again. We're sorry for the week that we missed out on. But anyways, guys, we will see you
Bye.
next week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.